Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Friday, and that means Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is in with us. We're talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. It's always exciting and an opportunity for he and I to sit here and just jabber-wobber about all kinds of stuff. Some of it has relevance, others absolutely not. just to warn you in advance before you spend any more time, this is a lot of fun, but it's also informative. So we try to make a even mixture there. Jeff, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
All right, so what's going on at City View?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah?
More importantly, all kinds of stuff going on in the city of Des Moines.
Well, there you go. You got stuff?
We do.
All right.
Want to sort through this.
You got multiple pages.
So many pages. Had to cross stuff off. We still won't get to all this.
But. All right. Let's go.
Okay. Waukee Arts Festival is going on this weekend. Starts Friday night and goes through Saturday.
Yeah. Art in Waukee. Have you been to the Waukee Trailhead for bicycles?
No.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Anyway, the art festival.
Yeah, you got
Waukee.
Me off.
I'm sorry.
I was knocking me off my game here.
I'm sorry, man. I was just adding a little color to the, you know, color commentary. You're the guy that has all the stuff. I'm just the color commentary guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I do.
I know my role. All right. Des Moines Menace play Friday.
Des Moines tonight. Menace.
Yep. And this is playoffs.
Soccer?
Playoffs. Yep, soccer. Yep.
You know, I just saw a tweet not very long ago. They have been, looks like they've been awarding some tickets to the playoff games on Twitter.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, just
get on there.
Watch
and,
your Twitter.
Yeah.
I think it's DM Menace or Menace DM or something like
something
that.
Something like that. Yeah, you'll
right.
find it.
Put in Menace and you'll find them.
But, yeah, they've had a great season. I think I looked. They only lost one game this year. So.
Oh.
Might be a year for a championship run.
How about that?
We will see.
I need to go to a soccer game sometime. I have friends that live in Europe.
Yeah.
And they say the soccer matches are absolutely pandemonium.
Yeah.
I mean, people just get wild in the stands. And I have a feeling, you know, knowing Iowa the way I know Iowa, it's probably very subdued here. Oh, look. They're on the pitch. Oh, they've kicked for an hour. Nobody's scored. How nice. You know,
Sounds like a golf, Matt. You're picturing golf.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think Iowa and competitive sports is a lot like golfing. I mean, you go to a hockey game, for example, you know, and I've been to many of those, and you get too rowdy, and they'll ask you to leave.
I seem to remember a story.
Well, anyway, yes. Well, that was because I threw stuff on the ice. Anyway. All right. Well, anyway. Okay.
Standard procedure.
That's right. So we're talking soccer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
The Des Moines Menace.
Valley Stadium, Friday night, 7 p.m. Be there. How about, speaking of bike riding, Iowa's Ride is this weekend.
Iowa's Ride?
So this was the...
I thought they canceled that.
They reconfigured it. So it's a weekend ride.
Oh.
Just in and around Eldora. Camping, evening
in
fun,
and around
Friday
Eldora.
And Saturday night. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are going on this alternate ride, make sure that you stop at the boys' camp or the Eldora boys' home up there and just wave and say hi. You know, so my
That is what I think of when I think of Eldora.
Yeah, right.
But I'm sure they have other stuff.
Yeah. Jails. Heavy police presence. I mean, you know, why not? You know, my bride is going on RAGBRAI on a budget.
Okay. What's that mean?
Oh, well, this is really fun. And, you know, some people can't afford to take an entire week to go on RAGBRAI.
Yeah.
So she's going on RAGBRAI on a budget. It's an organized ride.
Uh-huh.
I think they dip their back tire in Walnut Creek over in Windsor Heights.
Okay.
And then ride around. They go to the Dairy Queen.
Uh-huh.
but they can't afford to buy anything because they're on a budget. And they ride around Des Moines and, you know, maybe go to the Arts Center. Then they dip their front tire in, like, Gray's Lake.
Nice.
Yeah. Rag bar on a budget.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
See what you learn here. Color commentary. That's what I do.
The Playhouse is having summer tent theater. This is where they do their shows in the parking lot in a tent.
No. Mm-hmm. Wait. The Playhouse is doing their summer tent theater, and it's in a parking lot in a tent?
That's right.
That's amazing. What are they doing?
Well, you know, a lot of this was come up with during the COVID.
I know. Yeah, right. And then they decided to do it.
You have to plan ahead, and then as it dissipates, it. So, yeah, we are where we are.
Right. Oh, boy.
The show going on right now is called The Plaza Suite.
Ooh, I like it.
A suburban couple takes a suite while their house is being painted, and it turns out to be the suite in which they honeymooned 23, or was it 24 years before?
Nice. Oh, the memories of that honeymoon extravaganza at the Plaza.
A Hollywood producer thrice married calls a childhood sweetheart.
Whoa, back up.
Yeah.
Hollywood producer thrice married?
Apparently this is maybe his third marriage.
It's Hollywood.
And his suburban housewife. There's hijinks ensue.
Hijinks ensue.
I know you like hijinks.
Oh, yeah, I do like hijinks. Makes me just all fluttery inside. All right.
Sounds like a good show.
Des Moines Playhouse.
Yeah. Playhouse does a great job. Longest, one of the, I think, six or eight longest running community playhouses in the country.
Really? Yeah, very nice. Mm-hmm.
Clive Festival is going on this week.
Clive Festival. All kinds of festivities in Clive.
Indeed.
They have music?
There'll be music. There'll be Thunder Over Clive fireworks.
Ah, there you go.
There'll be a slip and slide.
Slip and slide.
There'll be the Clive Running Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Aquatic Center. It's going to be...
That's a beautiful aquatic center. It's out in the middle of nowhere. Amazing. I mean, it's in Clive.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no trees, so you get plenty of... solar heat.
Wouldn't it be great to be a kid nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
All I had was mud puddles.
Right. A crick.
Yeah, a crick.
Maybe a creek. You call it crick or creek?
I call them a creek. Kind of like my knees.
Wagon or wagon?
Wagon. Madrid or Madrid?
Which one?
I don't know.
It's pick. In Spain, it's Madrid.
There you go. Ay, ay, ay. You can always tell when they bring in a new crop of newscasters and weather people to the TV stations. You can always tell the newbies. Well, meanwhile, in Madrid, they say, or Nevada or whatever. Yeah, it's just,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Hey, did you get hail damage the other day?
No.
Speaking of weather.
No. I do know.
Were you out in it? I was in it.
Good for you. Get hit?
Oh, damn. Yeah. I mean, little nicks.
It's bad. I know.
I'm not sure I've ever been in a hailstorm like that.
I have a friend by the name of Jennifer Irwin who does organic gardening, all kinds of cool gardening things. And she has a 2-acre garden plot up in Boone, Iowa that was utterly destroyed.
Really?
Just
doesn't surprise me.
Taken away.
2 acres, though?
Two acres. Can you imagine that? That's a huge garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Cool Kids musical. This is also the Playhouse Tent Theater, outdoors.
All right. Lots of things going on under the tent.
Yeah.
Oh.
Be fun. Downtown Farmers Market again this weekend. Yep. How about the Art Center? Justin Favela, Central American Art in the Anna K. Meredith Gallery.
Central American Art.
That's right.
That'd be like Honduras and Guatemala and... I'm losing.
I'll be honest. That's all the information I have.
But it is Central America, right? Yeah.
It'll be good. Everything at the Art Center is good.
Everything.
Iowa Barnstormers play this weekend.
Who are they playing?
Saturday they play the Louisville Extreme. 7:05 kick.
Hate them.
At the Wells Fargo Arena.
Louisville Extreme. Just stay home. Don't bother coming. We're going to whoop you.
Indeed. Tallgrass Theater Company. You know, it's good to see all these theater companies are back up and coming.
Yeah, Tallgrass, that's kind of an interesting group.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right now, this show, a musical theater cabaret at the new Jamie Heard Amphitheater, Saturday.
And where is that? Do you have any idea?
It's in West Des Moines over by the, I think it's over by the Raccoon River.
Oh, okay.
You know, the new.
Yeah. Yeah, that place.
Yep.
Just go to tallgrasstheater.org
or
.com. Yeah.
Four Seasons Mini Fest in Polk City. Another community festival going on.
Oh, when you said Four Seasons, I was thinking Frankie Valli.
Ah, not that. No.
Baby. So the Four Seasons
Fest.
So this
is Polk City's community festival going on this weekend, Saturday. Friday, I should say.
Got it.
Friday and Saturday. Polk County Fair is this weekend.
Really?
Yep, at the fairgrounds.
Oh, there you go. It's a unique venue. Yeah, let's have a fair, and we'll have it at the fairgrounds.
I see it as like a preview for the Iowa State.
Oh, it is. It's like kind of like a warm-up. Right. Yeah, there you go. It's like,
and since we missed last year's fair, it's extra relevant.
Yeah, you know, I was reading about this year's Great Iowa State Fair. There are absolutely no restrictions. So you can go breathe on everybody.
Is that what you're going
to do? Oh, yeah. Go. Yeah. Just breathe on everybody.
No holds barred.
You're right.
Also Saturday, Christmas in July, presented by the Salvation Army and Douglas M. Woods at Evelyn Davis Park in Des Moines. Free outdoor event to raise money for families in need of a helping hand. 11 to 2,
great cause.
2 p.m. Yep.
Great cause. I was with a good friend of mine just the other day who I had not seen her since I was out raising funds for the Salvation Army.
Nice.
A couple of years ago at a local Walmart store. We were collecting school stuff for back-to-school kids. Yeah. What a great organization.
Yeah. Albaugh Classic Car Show at Town Square Park at the District at Prairie Trail. This is in Ankeny.
Ooh.
So this is showcasing the collections of Dennis Albaugh and Carl Moyer, who have incredible car collections.
Well, you know, those guys are so ultra wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, oh, a 1957 Thunderbird with the round convertible. No, they have a convertible in baby blue. And they open up their wallet and they just pay cash.
They have some nice items. Chevrolets is their collection.
Of course. Well, Carl Moyer.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, dating back to the early 1900s, select vehicles from each collection will be on display.
I did an interview with Carl. Gosh, it's got to be 8 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Fun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was out of town, so we had to connect via phone.
Sure.
But, yeah. Good stuff. Carl Moyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Carl's.
Let's see. Boy, we've got a lot of stuff. Des Moines Metro Opera has a bunch of shows
going on.
This particular one is at Hoyt Sherman Place. This is on Saturday. So this is your chance. If you don't want to make the trek to Indianola for a lot of their other shows,
right,
they will be at Hoyt Sherman. Fellow Travelers is the opera going on.
Okay.
8 p.m. Saturday. Let's see, Beaverdale Farmers Market on Tuesdays.
Really? Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. More operas in Indianola, Queen of Spades, Godspell.
Godspell?
Plante.
Really?
Yeah.
That goes back a ways.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these are some of the classics.
I think.
I don't know a lot about opera, but how about this? Tech Hub Live Conference and Expo at the Iowa Event Center.
What is that?
Gathering a community of like-minded professionals to learn, connect, engage with leaders across data-driven agricultural sectors.
Yeah. That's some pretty technical hype there.
Yeah.
I mean, that just gets right down to the
old nitty-gritty. You've got to be a techie in agriculture, I think, is the idea. It's at the Iowa Event Center. Jazz in July, also at Hoyt Sherman, 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Gabriel Espinoza Band, featuring Misha Tiskanova. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong.
I'm really impressed.
I'm positive I pronounced that
Yakshimash
wrong.
Yakshimash Tavadish.
Zubru on Wednesday, raising money for
$19,000 a day.
Yeah, you got it.
That's what it costs at Blank Park Zoo to keep them critters.
That's a big buy. That's a big chunk. That's
it is a chunk.
Yeah. How about Madison County Fair? Starts on Wednesday.
There you go.
So we're in fair season. Full steam ahead.
All right. I like it.
Valley Junction Farmers Market on Thursday. Oh, and I wouldn't want to forget Harlem Globetrotters. Harlem can't talk today. Harlem Globetrotters.
Ah, yes.
Wells Fargo Arena.
You know, that is a time-honored. I remember going to see the Harlem Globetrotters in Detroit.
Yeah?
With my parents. Oh, yeah.
Meadowlark Lemon.
Meadowlark Lemon, yeah. You know, and they do the same stuff that they did 50 years ago.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's the same act, but it's always great. And they always beat, what is it, the Generals. I think they usually play the Generals.
Yeah, the Generals.
Yeah. And the Generals are made up of...
I had a trivia question once. Yeah. How many games have the Generals won?
I think two.
It's close. I think it was three. That was a long time ago, so I don't know if they've won since.
There you go.
I don't know how that happens or what the...
Isn't it amazing the depth of knowledge that we have around here?
It is.
Yeah.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap. What we have.
Yep. That's all you got. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. You can find all of this within the pages of City View someplace. It's all online somewhere out there. And we will have direct links to City View, of course, on the radio blog. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we got to get out of here. It is a Friday afternoon, and you are about to enjoy the weekend. Thanks so very much for listening all week long. Reminder that we are on Sunday at noon on News Talk 1540 KXEL with the Business Week in Review. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett for Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.